Good morning and welcome to Community Chat. I'm your host, Ralph Lynch. It's our pleasure today to have Alan Barlow as our special guest. We'll be talking to him here in just a few moments. I do want to remind you that people that are really interested in the community, they're very involved in the community, and that's why they sponsor this show and so many other things around the area, and that's Baker's Furniture, and they would love for you to stop in. They got a great store, wonderful merchandise on hand. They are local. You're spending your money at home, and they do provide free delivery within the city limits of Tahlequah. So do keep them in mind next time you get in the market for any kind of new furniture. Baker's Furniture. Our special guest today is Alan Barlow, and he's going to be talking to us this morning about fatherhood through the circle of care. As I told him, I usually go into the interviews with an open mind, not any preconceived ideas. Sometimes the less I know going in, the more likely I'm going to ask questions that our listeners would want to hear. And that's the case today. I think Alan or somebody had contacted the station or had been recommended to be on the program. And that reminds me, if any of you out there have something coming up, a non-profit type situation, something that is coming up, maybe a big feed somewhere or an event, anything of that nature, and you'd like free publicity, certainly we'll be glad to have you. Do contact the radio station here at the main number, area 918-456-2511. Talk to Margaret. She'll get in touch with me. I'm retired, but I certainly will be calling the people back. And do keep in mind, though, give us a couple of weeks advance notice, because sometimes we're kind of booked up. So do give us plenty of time to set up and do the program. As we said, we have Alan Bowman with it, or Barlow with us today. And Alan, let's just go into this thing, what it's about.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me here, Ralph. Well, the Fathers Empowered is the name of the program that we're running with Circle of Care. Circle of Care has about six different programs. We just started up Fathers Empowered a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. And what we mainly focus on is just seeing and serving the fathers. For me, it's Cherokee County. We have a couple mm-hmm. other counties that we service as okay. well. Mm-hmm. But any kind of family that's in crisis, we really want to help fathers. I really feel like fathers have been kind of ignored when it comes to either parenting classes or support and things like that. And also fathers have just kind of been told we have to do this by ourselves. And that's just not the case.
Actually, in reality, a lot of fathers have just abdicated their responsibilities. I was thinking, I knew the topic was going to be on fatherhood today, and I started looking back at the absence of the male in nearly every facet, especially of the smaller children. Mm-hmm. Growing up in the Baptist church, I have seen Sunday school teachers, all female, nearly all of them all female. Mm-hmm. You go to any elementary school here in the Tahlequah area, and you'll have a few men involved, but mostly it's women.
Yeah.
And then when you come to the family end of it, a lot of the children growing up only have a single parent, if they're lucky, and that's always the woman, or generally always the woman.
Right.
How do you get the men involved in this thing?
Well, it is. We are fighting against some stigmas and some different ideas. But the main thing that we battle I just saw this statistic a couple weeks ago that 56% of fathers believe they could be easily replaced by another man. We're here just to say that that's absolutely not true. There's some statistics with the National Fatherhood Initiative that look into if a family has an involved father, then the children are less likely to be obese, to have behavioral problems at school or at home, less likely to have juvenile incarceration, less likely to be tempted by drugs, alcohol, less likely for teen pregnancy, even all the way up to suicide. And so involved fathers are very, very important, but we've just kind of collectively been led to believe that our role is not as important as it really truly is.
Well, it certainly is very important. I think most of us that grew up having a father in the household, we loved our mothers, but we respected the fathers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was the home that I was raised in, that loved my mom, respected my dad.
Usually, he was the disciplinarian. However, I've talked about my mom and a peach tree limb, and she was pretty good with that. But I think the guys and the girls as well, because fatherhood is very important to them as well. The guys, I think they grow up in many cases wanting to emulate their father.
Yeah.
And that can be good or bad.
Yeah. It all kind of happens that when a parent says, do what I say, not what I do, it's a wonderful idea and it doesn't work ever. We still, anyone who's an adult have been long enough, if you're self-aware, you know, I'm going to do what my dad did sometimes, whether I really want to or not. It takes some time to kind of grow through that. But yeah, one of the things that I really like about what we do, because one of the biggest avenues we have is a parenting class for fathers. And it really kind of digs into the role of a father and a mother, because there is a difference. However, just kind of like you mentioned, generally a dad is more of a disciplinary. You also don't want to get mama upset.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so the roles can kind of intermingle on each other. And so while like a father might be looked at as more of a protector, you also have mama bear. And so while you also, moms, you might think be are more nurturing, and that's more of their role, that doesn't mean that a father can't be nurturing as well.
It, going back to something I said earlier, you, you take the father as a role model.
Yeah.
And if he's a wife beater, I understand the children grow up, they become wife beaters.
It's definitely a possibility, and it leans that way. And that's one of the things I really like about the parenting program that we are offering, is that it looks at what was a father. How was that shown to me? What was a dad to me? And, you know, we all make mistakes. Dave Ramsey, who's a financial big consultant guru, he basically says part of your job as a parent is just to give their your child something to tell their therapist. So we're all going to screw up our kids in one way. Even if we have mistakes and we do things wrong with our kids, what can we do today to be a little bit better of a father today than we were yesterday?
You know, we live in a society. I have talked to civic club people and different ones. I think even churches today are having problems getting people involved.
Yeah.
And I would say, I don't know anything more than what we've discussed about your program, but that's probably the number one problem you'll have.
I would definitely agree with that. Some of the boundaries that we come up against is that, like I said, you know, dads feel like they have to do this alone. Asking for help is a sign of weakness, is that belief that we were kind of not really spoken to about, but it's a cultural awareness that we feel that way. There's also this belief that bad dads are the ones that go to parenting classes. And that just could not be further from the truth. In fact, bad dads are the ones who specifically avoid parenting classes.
True, true. And parenting, as we have said, goes both ways, the man and the wife. You're dealing from the men's side. Mm-hmm. Will you have any women attending to find out how the man's supposed to act?
Well, we are open to everyone. Our preference would that it would be just fathers, just so that fathers can feel free to open up about things. I don't know about you. I've been married 13 years. And in a room full of guys, I feel a little bit more free and open than I would if my wife was sitting right behind me.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
I love her, and I'm open and honest with her, but it's just a little different.
Yeah, it's kind of like I keep hearing this. The guy wears his pants in the family, but the wife tells him which ones to wear.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Yeah, yeah. I wear the pants when my wife gives me permission.
Yeah, don't wear stripes with checks or whatever, you know.
Yep.
That's the way it is. Also, you're involved through, I understand, the Circle of Care.
Correct.
And that's kind of a new one to me, too. Tell us a little bit about the whole Circle of Care thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Circle of Care is a Christian organization, and what they do, what we do, is we provide help, healing, and hope to children and families in crisis. They've been around since 1917, and started out as started out focusing on kids in foster care. Group homes and finding homes for kids in foster care. And it's just kind of grown and evolved over the years to where now we have a bunch of different programs. There's an adoption, a post-adoption program to help parents who, you know, it's a completely different thing to adopt a kid.
Right, certainly.
We offer counseling services. We actually offer them here in Cherokee County. And then we have the Fathers Empowered that we talked about, foster care, that's kind of our biggest arm that we have, and two more that we have. There's, we call it Parent to Parent, and that's one of the ones other than fatherhood that I really enjoy the most, because when a child enters into state custody, there's a lot of programs and help for that child. But there's not really anything for the parent.
Right.
And
certainly.
Yeah, the parent made a mistake, but like we said, we all make mistakes. I was not a perfect father. While my mistakes were not remove my children worthy, I still messed up.
And oh, so we all do.
We all do. And we all need help. So what we've done is we've created the Parent to Parent program. And if a person is currently going through a DHS case, we bring alongside a mentor to them, someone who has already gone through a DHS case successfully. So they have someone that they could go to on what do I do about court? How do I get my kids back? What's the best way to do visitation? All of that. They have somebody who's already walked through that. So I really enjoy the concept of that program.
Foster care, I've had people on the program before, and that's a whole different ball of wax, you know. A kid, for example, here in Cherokee County, may be qualified for a foster parent, but that parent may be out in Alva, Oklahoma, or somewhere. So they're yanked up out of their roots, so to speak, and it's a traumatic thing for the kids, and it's great to have foster parents in the same area that the kid was taken.
Yeah, and that is definitely a big passion of ours, that it is, for one, it's traumatic alone just to be pulled away from whoever your parent or parents are. And then two, you're pulled from your school, from your neighbor friends, you're pulled from your environment if it has to go completely over there. So we are always looking for foster parents. In fact, I saw this stat the other day that if one family in every church in Oklahoma opened their home to foster care, then there would be no more foster problem, and all of those foster kids would likely be able to stay in the same town.
That would be great. We're almost out of time. In fact, we really are, but I certainly want to give you time to tell people how they might contact you about the fatherhood program.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So if you are interested, or if you know someone who is interested, you can actually refer them to us through our website. It's circleofcare.org, and that .org is important. So circleofcare.org. And then under our programs, you'll see Fathers Empowered. And at the bottom of that, then you'll see a referral sheet where you can put in your own name, you can put somebody else, or you could definitely email me. My name, Alan Barlow, A-L-A-N, period, B-A-R-L-O-W, at circleofcare.org. And you can email me and I'll get back in touch with you. But you'll be seeing flyers for the program around town, churches we're reaching out to. So lots of ways that you can get in touch.
Well, I wish you much of success. Sounds like a worthwhile program, and appreciate your involvement in it. Our special guest today has been Alan Barlow with the Fatherhood Program through the Circle of Care, and certainly we hope that that becomes a very successful program, because a lot of times we overlook the importance of the dad and the family. Sure, you can buy furniture at lots of places, but you'll never go wrong, I promise you, at our friends Baker's Furniture, 3231 South Muskogee in Tahlequah. They are our regular sponsor here for the show, and we certainly appreciate their contributing to keeping the program on the air. We thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you'll join us again next week at the same time.